On Wednesday, we heard a report that a young woman had died, and the community at a place called the Iokaindis had gone and started looking for three women who they believed had been involved in causing her death through witchcraft. And they actually went to quite extreme measures, traveling all the way up to the provincial capital of Waubeg to find one of these women, and then dragged her back and all the way back up the hill, and were threatening to begin to torture her. And when news of this got to police, they were very prompt in getting a police crew to go up there, or a squad to go up there. And in the end, we're able to intervene and get the women out, and we believe that the women are safe at this point.
But you had a bit of trouble persuading a local official to actually take action about this. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was able to speak with the local official and try to convince him that he should go and become involved in the situation and speak to his tribe's people about the fact that this is against the law and it's not a Christian thing to do, and we have no reason to be torturing these people. And he was reluctant to get involved and said, you know, it's dark and it's raining, and I'm not sure if sorcery is real or not, and you know, he had different excuses for not getting involved, and it was quite clear that that's the kind of attitude that's pervasive throughout the country in people who could be standing up and doing something, and that goes with health workers, teachers, counselors, village court magistrates, you know, basically anyone in positions of responsibility in the country are sitting back and shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, it's complicated, and, well, I don't want to get involved, and that kind of attitude. And that's really part of the pervasiveness of this problem, and the evil of the problem is that good people are not standing up where they should.
Is there an answer to this, some way to make these sort of people, officials and health workers and clergymen and police, perhaps feel more of a sense of responsibility for what happens in the area with things like attacks on women for suspected sorcery?
I think there's many possibilities that we could begin developing, and it could start with things like supplementary amendations to the Public Service Act, where it becomes part of your responsibility as a government worker who's paid by the government in through any form, such as health department, education department, and so on. But it would become part of your responsibility as a public servant to take a stand and to speak out and to help others who are being attacked or tortured. And it becomes a responsibility such that if you fail to perform that responsibility, you could be charged, or your pay get docked, for instance, or even perhaps imprisoned. So, you know, really drive home the point that we have a responsibility to our future as a nation to behave better. And that's everyone's responsibility. It does not simply rest with, you know, a few church leaders or a few missionaries who care or a few policemen who get paid to, you know, risk their lives to intervene in these situations. Every community leader needs to be doing something and needs to be learning more and taking a stand against this.
Isn't part of the problem that many people in PNG, including quite a few educated people, actually seem to believe in sorcery? For example, there was an article, I think two articles, in fact, in a major daily newspaper in Papua New Guinea this week that talked about sorcery as if it was real.
That's an ongoing debate, and we're seeing on social media, especially Facebook, many people are coming forward and vigorously opposing that idea. But for every person that stands up, there's a person who stands up on the other side and says, no, sorcery is real, Sangoman stuff. But I think the voice of opposition and clear thinking is rising in the country, and I look forward to the day when every Papua New Guinean knows the truth that, you know, sorcery is not a good enough reason to torture other people. It's not a good enough reason to destroy their lives and their livelihood, and we actually respect human rights in this country, and we, you know, seek to use our minds and rational discourse to settle our problems, and not simply going off in mobs to attack the weak people in our society.